Okay, so this week we are talking regeneration and we're talking a National Health Service. But first, regeneration, a great word. The regeneration team that the Isle of Wight Council has working for it went to London quite recently and they had a meeting at the Shard, which is that big tall thing in the middle of London, very posh, very tall towers. So just the place to talk about regeneration, you would think. Well, the exciting bit was this event called Site Match 2017 brought together public sector landowners like the council and private sector developers. The idea being, can we match up? Is there something being offered by the island that some developer might like to, take advantage of, mate? Anyway, Chris Ashman, who's the Isle of Wight's Director of Regeneration, said we should think of it as a bit like speed dating for regeneration. He said it was a chance for us to put the Isle of Wight on the map, get people talking about some of the opportunities we've got. And he said, quite rightly, it's important we build contacts, leads, and prospects that could help us in the future. Nobody could argue with that, Chris. Anyway, the Isle of Wight was there, all huddled in this room at the Shard, with another, wait for it, 49 public sector landowners, including quite a few from outside London for the first time. Places with a bit of a ring to it, like Crawley, Doncaster, and even Basingstoke. Oh yes. So the Isle of Wight Council got its 15-minute meetings with developers, and I was curious, what do the organisers think they're doing? What's the benefit really? Or is it just a chance for maybe a cheeky glass of wine in London and an overnight stop? Call me cynical. Anyway, the organiser's spokesperson said, I'll do this in his accent actually. Well, we've got all these developers in a room and they're attracted by the London bubble. But while they're in that room, if you're from Doncaster, why has he picked on Doncaster? I don't know. You can come down and be introduced to those people. Isn't that wonderful? They'll come and say hello. That's even better. And find out what's happening to your town centre, to your capital expansion programme, your education facilities, your school building programme, the leisure centres you want built. They're in the room, they're ready to talk. So, they're in the room, they're ready to talk. The Isle of Wight's in the room, ready to talk. So, what were they talking about? I'll tell you. On the council's website, its own information says they've got 11 regeneration sites in Newport, Ryde, and the Bay Area. And they believe some of the projects there are the most deliverable and will have, in quotes, the greatest positive impact on the island's financial challenges, which is another way of saying loads of dosh. So, it says the council will continue to support existing regeneration activities, including those at East Cowes. Yep, there's a lot going on there. Dinosaur Isle. Yep. And with housing associations. So, Chris Ashman, he's the new boss, head of regeneration. He said he's looking forward to using his experience to bring important investment to the island, kickstart a number of projects for the benefit of the island's community. So that's the key point. They're not just doing this to raise money and flog off assets. They're doing it because by doing that, it will have benefits for the community, which at the moment are unspecified. I can't find anywhere what those benefits will be. I presume that depends on the councillors deciding what's in our best interests. So we'll have to watch this, won't we? See what happens. So the idea is basically we get lots more businesses coming here, building new things, paying business rates and taxes, and no doubt other capital sweeteners, payments to the local authority, which means hopefully there's less need to cut services to vulnerable people. So that's the plan. I think we're going to have to wait and see, aren't we? So I'll keep you posted here on the Isle of Kevin. Have no fear about that.